Hey Rumi, how was your date? Oh, so this is why you didn't bring her home. Don't make such a grumpy face, I'm just kidding. Come on, sit on the couch with me for a minute. You can tell me about your date if you want. I'm just watching a boring movie, I don't mind a little company. Come here, Rumi. So, tell me, what did you do to make her run away? You invited her to the restaurant, right? Okay, and did you behave well? What? I know you're a well-mannered guy, but you know, with some nervousness. Maybe she was like extra hot and you started sweating like a horse? Oh, Mister is never nervous around beautiful women. I believe you. I mean, I've never seen you anxious around me. You're not laughing. Jeez, you're really upset. Did you choose a good restaurant? Was the food bad? Okay, and did you have a nice conversation with her? I hope you didn't bore her with your questions. Oh fuck, did you talk about your Lego passion? Hey, it's a serious question. Last time you bent my ear for hours talking about your Star Wars AT-STT or whatever. Okay, maybe not hours, but you get my point. You can be very intense when you talk about your passions. You didn't do that. Great, but what happened then? What? Really? How could she be uninterested and bored during the whole dinner? I mean, you're so sweet and a good listener and look very handsome tonight. Why did she agree to go on a date with you in the first place? She just wasted your time. What a bitch. I understand why you look so frustrated. I wanted to go further with her, didn't you? How far were you willing to go? Oh, these eyes. You wanted to end the night balls deep in her, hmm? You have saved up a big load for tonight? Oh, yes you did. Now I understand your mood. Hey, wait, don't go! I'm just teasing you! Come on! Please don't be mad at me! Hey, Rumi, are you in bed? Can I come in? I want to apologize. And I brought you a cookie. Thank you. Okay, so I wanted to apologize. You were probably anticipating your date. And it was a waste of time. I shouldn't have teased you. But I only do it because I like you. You know that, don't you? Okay. We have a great relationship together. I don't want to ruin it. You're the best roommate I've ever had, for real. And I may have a solution for your situation. Don't play innocent with me. You know what I'm talking about. I can see your bulge from here. You're still excited. And I offer you to jerk off while looking and even touching me. I'm serious. I got you staring at my breasts more than once. I'm sure you like to see them. Come on. You need to release your frustration one way or another. Take it or leave it, Rumi. Oh, and here's your cookie. I put it on your desk. I know how much you love those dark chocolate chip cookies, so I bought them this morning. So, about my offer, I knew my tits would convince you. Huh? The cookie convinced you? You're stupid. But your cock's very hard. Cookie can really make you this excited? Wait, don't answer this. Enough nonsense. Make yourself comfortable and start stroking. Mmm, yes. Pump your needy cock. Are you ready for the show? Tell me, honestly. Have you ever thought of me in the past? When you take care of your needs? My boobs, more precisely. No? Are you sure? Like I said, I see your eyes wandering around my cleavage quite often. Well, I don't need an answer. A titty drop will tell me the truth. Are you ready to see my big titties fall out of my top? Ta-da! So, do you like them? You look painfully hard right now. You have a weakness to busty girls. Your cock speaks the truth. Put your hand on my chest. Aren't they soft? You caress them with your free hand while you jerk off. You can put more strength in there and squeeze them harder. Yes, just how I like it. Enjoy the squishiness of my tits, Rory, huh? You want to do that with your date, huh? Did she have a real generous cleavage? I bet she was bored because your eyes were glued to her chest the whole time. Ow! Hey, don't pinch my nipples. Okay. You probably weren't staring. Please, no more pinching. But you can rub them with your thumb. Yes. I like to have my nipples teased. Your tongue? Yeah. Oh, I'll swirl your tongue around them. Is there some pre-cum oozing from your tip? Oh, it's nothing. I'm just glad you like my tits. Your hands feel so good on me. My nipples are very stiff now. No, your pre-cum has nothing to do with it. I just like to see you this... aroused. And I'm not staring at your cock, just admiring it. You do have a pretty cock. Can I taste it? You're pre-cum, idiot. I mean, I wonder how you taste. Come on, sit on the edge of the bed. I'll lean between your legs. Now... I want you to wipe your cock out on my tongue. So sweet. I'm salty. Your pre-cum is delicious. Can I have some more? Put your cock between my tits. I want to give you a boob job. Here, let your cock feel the warm embrace of my breasts. Remember, you're here to empty your balls in my mouth. I mean to relax after your bad date. Let me see your tip. Thrust deeper into my cleavage. No pre-cum. Come on, thrust faster. What? I don't have a cum fixation. Don't be ridiculous. Is that even a real thing? I just like the taste of your pre-cum, that's all. And my breasts warm and soft enough for you to let me taste your salty juice again. Oh, I see another drop. On my tongue, quick. Mm. Mm. Hey, stop slapping my tongue. Let me swallow you. Hey, what the fuck? I didn't tell you to fuck my mouth. At least, you gave me a big load of pre-cum. Wait, really? I'll get more pre-cum if I let you thrust your cock inside my warm, wet mouth? Well, now that I know that, I guess you can fuck my mouth again. But slowly. Be gentle with your cute roommate. Fuck. You were right. So much pre-cum. I miss the salty flavor. Will you give me a big lot of cum if I face fuck myself on your cock, huh? Really? Biggest lot I've ever tasted? Well, buckle up. Your roommate is about to blow your mind. And your cock. An experience you'll never forget. But first, let's check on your balls. They look so full. Can't wait to empty these. Delicious nuts. Deep in my throat. It's swollen so much. You anticipated your date a lot, huh? She was very hot. I can tell by how desperate your balls are to release ropes. And ropes of thick, warm seed. Enough teasing. It's time for me to fuck my throat in your gorgeous cock. I'm going to hammer my nose into your pelvis so hard it will hurt for weeks. And I won't stop until I feel your cum hitting the back of my throat. Try not to pass out. Oh my god, this is so fucking good. I've never tasted such a creamy load. Oh, come on, so thick. My stomach is so warm and full. I knew this girl was the right one. I should make you so pent up. What? That says I'm stupid. I'm sorry. I feel a little weak right now. Come drunk. Anyone meant this word? You can't be drunk with cum, silly. Hey, I see some cum leaking from the tip of your cock. Let me drain the rest of your cum. Please, give me your cock. I can't let this luscious cum go to waste. I beg you. I need it. I'm so thirsty. Don't let me die of thirst. I want something in return. Name it. Truth about your date? Huh? Fine. And you're the girl. Just give me my juices. Huh? Yeah, I knew her. I'm sorry. Please stop with your questions. It's difficult to speak. A second lord? What? I need it. Well, jeez, okay. I saw this girl's profile on Instagram. And maybe I sent her a message. Like, my friend is very sweet, kind, and sexy. And today, during your date, it's possible that I sent her an anonymous message, something mean. Hey, let go of me! No, my panties are not soaked. My pussy! Such lewd sounds! I guess I lied! I made a mess of my panties! As soon as I started swallowing your cheese. Your fingers feel amazing in my pussy. Please put two of them inside. Please do it. I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry I told your dad that you were a callous mean guy. Only interested in sex. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Fixation. I have to forgive me. I didn't do it on purpose. Rumi, why do I feel your cock brushing against my pussy? Hate fucking? More like punishment to me. Well, do it. You're on top of me anyway. And I'm too needy to resist. Come on, do it. Stop teasing me. Just think of my pussy as a Lego brick. Enjoyed it very much. But it doesn't change the fact that you took advantage of my little fixation. So you see, we're both very naughty. Now ram that cock into me as hard and fast as you can. Hey, fuck me for real this time. Oh, just like that. Oh, you're digging your fingers so deep into my cheeks. Oh, fuck me into the mattress. Oh, baby boy. Show me your pain, Romaine. I wanted to with you, did. Oh, God. Oh, this is not working. Something, aren't you? Nerd, what do you want? Deal. I thought you were going to ask something more naughty. What pick do you want? A little souvenir of my huge tits, huh? Oh, let me just pose with the cookie, fucking perv. Like with my tongue licking my lips? Fine, do it. Show me. So hot. Maybe I could use this as a profile pic. So, can I eat it now? Jeez, let me eat it already. Dear roommate, I deeply apologize for my behavior. I acted like a selfish and stupid slut. I'll never plan such an evil scheme again. And this is actually a good ending for you. From today, I will happily drain your balls whenever you want. Just text me and I will kneel between your legs as soon as I can. Is that cool, huh? Can I eat my cookie now? Well, bon appetit to me! So good. Maybe a little too salty. That is delicious. Holy fuck. We're doing this again, you know. Well, hi. Greetings and goddess blessings to you. Sebas here. Just chiming in to let you know that no matter what you're into, as long as you keep it safe, sane, and consensual, and/or in the realm of fantasy, you are 100% fine, and there is no shame with that. As long as things happen between two or more consenting adults, I'm not going to yuck your yum, as they say. Been great fun doing this. Haven't done something like really cum fixation wise. I think this was pretty fun. I hope you liked it as well. Been Valentine's lately. I hope you've spent that day well. I hope you've gotten through it well if you're single. I know for some people it's a bit of a survival check. But I don't think you should feel bad for being single on a day where most people celebrate togetherness. You still can celebrate with friends, celebrate with buddies, celebrate yourself, just have a nice day. While it's nice to share nice things with people, it's also just nice to have nice things to yourself. I don't think that a relationship specifically is like the be-all, end-all of life. Anyway, I'm mostly here to tell you that if you're listening to this on a place that's not Gone Wild Audio and / or my personal Fansly, you should probably go there. Allegedly, stuff from Gone Wild Audio has been popping up on other places. So if you're on other places, you probably want to go to the source, because that's where stuff lands A, first, and B, all of it. So that. Anyway, hope you enjoyed, and God bless your steps. Bye!